And we are back here on Out of the Woods. I tend to play this pairing of songs quite often on my Halloween shows. I did not do it last year, but I should have. I'm going to send this out to Maureen and Mike G out there in Berkeley, California. I know they're big fans of both these groups. One of these songs was recorded way back in the mid-60s thereabouts from the Country Gentlemen. And the second one you're going to hear wasn't recorded until the mid-90s thereabouts from the Seldom Scene. Of course, I'm talking about Bringing Mary Home. And we're going to follow it up with I've Come to Take You Home. They definitely go together. So we're going to play this one for you right now. Taking this from The Rebel Years, John Duffy, 1962 to 1977. But it is The Country Gentleman. And it's a spooky one. Enjoy.
I was driving down a lonely road on a dark and stormy night when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped and she got in back and in a shaky tone she said, "My name is Mary, please won't you take me home?" She must have been so frightened all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, 'cause her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and quiet in the back seat all alone. I never will forget that night I took Mary. She told me to go. Got out to help her from the car and opened up the door. But I just could not believe my eyes, 'cause the back seat was bare. I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there. A light shone from the porch, someone opened up the door. I asked about the little girl that I was looking for. Then the lady gently smiled and brushed a tear away. She said, "It sure was nice of you to go out of your way." 13 years ago today, in a wreck just down the road, our darling Mary lost her life, and we miss her so. Oh, thank you for your trouble and the kindness you have shown. You're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary home. Of a friend who's passing on, he recalled the memories of his life and the years that have gone. I listened to each story, there was one I didn't know, an incident that happened some 40 years ago. As he sat there in the evening, he remembered long ago, a little girl he saw one night standing by the road. He stopped his car to offer help. She seemed to be alone. She got into the car and asked if he would take her home. Swiftly fading, the memory remains of that chilly, ghostly evening while driving in the rain. It seems to bring him comfort as he's drawing near the end. A look of peace comes over him as if he sees a friend. As the shadows fall across his face, there's a vision that he sees of a little girl all dressed in white who spoke so quietly. You gave me comfort years ago when I was so alone. She said, "My name is Mary. I've come to take you home." Many years had passed since then. I was a wealthy man, sailing ships on the salt, salt sea, a house, fine cars and land. One night a knock upon my door woke me from my sleep. The stranger stood there and he whispered low, "There's a promise you must keep." I gave you a Porsche and a VCR. I gave you every major credit card. I gave you 25 illegal aliens to manicure your yard. I gave you all your heart desired, but
but it was just for show. You've taken more than you can give. Now give me what you owe. I stand before you now, my friends, a poor but honest man. I sleep beside the road at night. By day, I work the land. The treasure in my broken heart, it's worth the price I've paid. Can't shake hands with the devil and then just walk away.
Spooked out enough yet? I hope you are. That was Graveyard from their new CD, Going to Boston. Heard from Peter Rowan in there, going back to his 1991 release, All on a Rising Day and Deal with the Devil. And of course, we had the Seldom Seen in there from the CD, Like We Used to Be, and I've Come to Take You Home, the sequel to The Country Gentleman's Bringing Mary Home. That's how we started off the set. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I hope you're totally spooked out. That's the way I like it on our Halloween extravaganza here on Out of the Woods. Well, folks, if you want to get in touch, I'd love to hear from you. Please send an email to outofthewoodsradio@gmail.com. We have another quick break to take. We'll be right back after this.